You know,
it just amazes me. I run into some young boys, and they're out playing football over church. And I say, boys, name me the 12 apostles. The 12 apostles? Well, I don't know who they are. Which one's your favorite team? The Dallas Cowboys. Can you name me the lineup on the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, they just go right down the line. And this boy did this. He made this many tackles. And this guy made this many passes. Man, they got all kinds of statistics in their little hearts. It's junk. It don't count for nothing. It's just junk. They're wasting their time. They're renewing their minds and their hearts with the things of the world. And I guarantee it will bring devastation and sickness and disease into their life somewhere down the line. God won't do that to them when they're brand new, but He will do it. It may take 20 years. It may take 30 years. But I guarantee if He don't get through to them after they get past that youth, He will bring some kind of sickness and disease into their body. Now, the Word of God is seed, and it must be planted in your heart or your spirit before it can produce a crop. The Word of God. You've got to have it in there. In fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do today. Now, I don't want nobody to run off, but I'm going to have Pat go lock the front door and this door. And before y'all leave today, you have to quote me your favorite 20 verses. That's just 20, not very many, just 20. But you have to quote me at least 20 verses of God's Word, or you can't get out until you get 20 verses memorized. Some of y'all are going to be here until 10, 11, 12 o'clock tonight. You know that? Yeah, y'all know I'm just kidding you. But you know, did God tell us to hide His Word in our heart? What do you think He meant? If Jesus was standing here, you know what He might say? Okay, my children, your favorite 500 before you go out that door. I think me and you's in trouble, right? But see, it's amazing, isn't it, that He says renew our mind daily, hide the Word in our heart, and we wonder why we can't fight these battles in the spirit world, and we don't have any armament in there. We don't have any weapons in there. The Word of God is our weapon, is it not? Is the sword of the Spirit your weapon that'll cut that devil asunder? Yes, it is. And when you get it in there, and you know it's there, just like Judy Prince, whenever I prayed for her, man, that little Baptist woman, yes, I heard enough. You come over and cast this devil of hell out of me, and I'm going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. And she was. She was. I mean, I thought, wow, that was 5 hours well spent. Of course, about halfway through it, about 2 or 2.5 hours into it, her husband, Don, big old guy, he's sitting there in a chair listening to me, reading his Bible, and Don, he just fell out of the chair on his knees on the floor. God, I can't believe I've been in church all my life, and I knew none of these scriptures this man's talking about today. I'm sorry, Lord, I repent. But why did he not know none of them? He didn't spend enough time with God. He spent time with the world. He's either running his business or he's doing something. But what was I doing? I was in the Word. And God was revealing these things to me. And that's how I was able to go down there and get his lovely little wife healed. And that's how I get y'all healed. When you come here, I tell you the Word. And I'm grateful for every one of you that come here that gets healed. And every one of you that got healed. You're grateful too, aren't you? Yeah, sure, everybody is. Yeah, so now then in Matthew 13, start with verse 19, we're going to read quite a bit down through Matthew 13. It's a long chapter. But we're going to read some of these things in Matthew 13. And I'm going to be reading out of the King James here. Matthew 13, 19, King James. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Now think, you come here to a healing school. You're listening to these words. God is sowing His Word in your heart. You really didn't quite understand some of them. So you get up and you walk out. And as you walk out, when you walk outside the building, there's a little critter out there we call a demon. He sees this brother goes by and he says, let me get all them words he got. Is that what the Word says? Yeah, it says, if you understand them not, then cometh the wicked one, a demon, and he catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. In other words, you really wasn't paying attention. When you were talking, you were hearing it, but you were thinking about your soap opera you want to watch this afternoon when you get home. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing out some good stuff here. You know, I mean, I know how Christians are. I know what we do. And we come to church, and then we can't wait to get home so we can see the football game. I mean, don't let that preacher preach past 11:45 because the Cowboys kick off at 12 and I can barely make it home. Well, let me tell you, you ain't going to get nothing from God. You better say, I don't care what time the Cowboys kick off. If the pastor stays here till 3 o'clock, I'm going to be here with him. I'm going to be here with the Word of God. I don't care what the Cowboys are doing. I care what Jesus is doing. And that's what we got to be. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy he receives it, in verse 20. You receive that with joy. It's good news. I see people do this all the time. Yet, verse 21, yet hath he not root in himself, but doeth it for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Billy, I was in a place and I heard you say that your wife got healed. I think you're crazy. I think that's a lie. You know, I got four or five men saying, "You, Billy, you're crazy. You couldn't, that you just lying to us. Why don't you tell us the truth? Your wife didn't get healed." Now then, if he's not really, really based in the Word, you know what he'll do? He'll flee, he'll drop it, and he'll walk off and leave that right there. But if he's... Yeah, but you're going to talk to him all day. Yeah, you ain't going to give up. That's why I picked you out, because I know you. I know you. But how many people do you know that will whenever they're persecuted? You're crazy. Yeah, you're crazy. I mean, you must think I fell out of a tree if you think you laid hands on somebody or you had somebody pray for your wife. She got a new heart. You're crazy. Oh, you tell me you prayed for Judy Prince and that girl got healed. I don't believe that. That girl didn't get healed. It was just a phenomenon. She never was sick in the first place. Does people say that? Sure. Isn't that a shame? We don't believe God. And the sad part about it is a lot of these people that do this are church members. Church members. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But you know, if you come with me, I can show you how to make $20,000 next week. But I got to go to church. Oh, forget that church junk. Let's go down here and just, I guarantee you, if you'll come and do what I tell you to do this week, we'll make $20,000. What man is it that'll turn his back on God and go get the $20,000 instead of staying and studying the Word? Almost all of them. Almost all of them. What? You guarantee me if I go with you this week, we ain't going to have time for God this week. We ain't going to have time to go to church. But if I'll stay with you, maybe he says 2 or 3 weeks or a month. But I guarantee if you stay with me a month, I'll make sure you come home with $10,000 in your pocket next week or next month. Man, I'll go. Let's go. Money is more important to us than God. And when you let money rule you, you ain't going to get much from God. Let's go to verse 23. He that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and bringeth forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Which one of those do you want to be? I want to be the 100-fold kid. I don't want to be the 30-fold or 60-fold. At one time, I would have been more than happy to be a 30-fold. At one time, I would have been more than happy to have been a one-fold when I'd never seen a prayer answered. You see where I'm coming from? But to see one, you think, wow, God, this is awesome. But I don't want to be limited to one. I don't want to be limited to five. I don't want to be limited to 30 or 60. I want the maximum, don't you? That's where we should be. That's where we should be working. Another parable he fed into them in verse 24 says, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sows good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and then he went his way. But when the blade or the grain was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in your field? From whence then hath it all these tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Will thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, No. Lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, and then gather the wheat into my barn. Now then, have you noticed that when you plant something in a field, you plant good seed, but if you get a little bit of wind blowing things over there, when it comes up, you can have a whole lot more tares than you do good wheat. Y'all know where I'm coming from? So, that's exactly the way it is. When we went down to talk to Howard Pittman, in that died in 1979, a Baptist preacher, Howard said when he had his death experience with God in 1979, he was dead a whole day, and we got his testimony back there too. If you haven't listened to Howard Pittman's testimony, it's a great one. I think it's, what, five or six CDs? Five CDs. It's very interesting. The first 30 minutes, it got a lot of noise in it, but after that, it gets real good. There was too many people talking around us that first 30 minutes, and then everybody got quiet, and it got good. But anyway, Howard said that when he died and was walking on the highway to heaven, the Lord asked him, said, Howard, in the 15 minutes that's passed on earth from the time you died to right now, 2,000 people have died. That's pretty standard. About every 15 minutes, 2,000 people die in the world. Every day. Every 15 minutes. Isn't that something? 2, 4, 6, 8, somewhere between 8 and 10,000 people die in the world every hour. 200,000? 250,000 a day. Is that a lot of people? That's a lot of people. And one day you'll be one of them and die. You're not going to live forever. One day, your day's coming. Mine's coming. Everybody's coming. It's over. But he says, how many people are walking on the highway to heaven? He counted them. He said, Lord, there's only 50. He said, that's right. 2.5% get to go to heaven. The rest of them are going to hell. You want to be part of the 2.5% or part of the 97.5%? I want to be part of the 2.5, don't you? Those are the ones that really, really make Jesus Lord of their life. When Howard Pittman, a Baptist preacher, got to heaven, you'll be amazed when you hear him give his testimony. God said, Howard, I'm not pleased with you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.